This is the day for sharing memories about all of our experiences of 25 years ago. So this week, Marianne and I thought we'd share our September 11th story. And Marianne, your story actually starts with something that happened to your dad on another September 11th. I know you tell that story on the Savvy Planet newsletter at savvyplanet.com. It's quite a story, isn't it? It gives September 11th a double meaning for you.
I know so many people have written me back after reading that story, because I haven't really talked about it that much. But way before September 11th, 2001, the date, you know, like you said, carried extra weight for me, because 21 years earlier, on September 11th, 1980, my dad died in a plane crash. So, yeah, I remember the events of that day very clearly.
Yeah, and I remember before you left the house that morning on September 11th of 2001, you mentioned that. You reminded me about your father. And then I was staying at home. Our baby was one at the time. You were going to the gym, weren't you?
Yeah, I remember running down the stairs, getting to the bottom of the stairs. I was running late as usual. And then I remembered, it's September 11th. And then I ran back up and I kissed you and I said, this is 21 years since my dad's accident. So yeah, I remember that super clearly. But I remember it was, as I was driving down the street, it was such a normal and beautiful September day, and something so strange happened to me. The windows were down and the air was crisp. I came to a stop at the end of the road and I looked at the sky and I thought, nothing could ruin this beautiful day except like a bomb or something. And then, of course, immediately I scolded myself for having crazy thoughts and I just kept going. And then a half hour later, I'm at the gym and I see Katie Couric and Matt Lauer on the screen. Everybody is gathered around and I realize that something really terrible has happened. And then, you know, of course, as we all know, the news starts coming in and we're all trying to comprehend what's going on. And then a second airplane crashes into the World Trade Center and it was clear that we were being attacked.
Yeah, I was home watching TV with our baby, and it was a good thing I flipped around from Teletubbies or whatever we had on saw the news.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like it hit. I mean, I think all of us, everyone has a September 11th story. You know what you were doing at that point. Well, there was so much panic, and all I could think about was the kids. So, I'm at the gym and you're home with the baby and I'm dying to go straight to the school to pick up the kids so we can like huddle together at home in front of the TV and see what's going on. And two of our kids, the older ones, were in school. And although my instinct was to pick them up, the principal called. She personally called every single student and advised us all to leave the kids there. She personally called every student's parents and told all of us to leave the kids there. And we still went to the school to explain to them what had happened and that we'd be back to get them in a couple of hours. So yeah, nobody was thinking straight. Yeah, I took the principal's advice. I left the kids there. But every parent there had the same fears, you know, but it was the right decision, because back at home, it was a little bit chaotic for us.
Yeah. And then you actually had to go downtown that afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah. That is why it was chaotic for us, because we had this whole thing going all day. Like, I was supposed to be on the newscast with Steve Dahl on WCKG, because I was doing the news, you know, at times for his show, certain days. And everything was, of course, up in the air. And I remember Jeff Schwartz was in charge of the station, and we were all trying to decide whether to broadcast at all. I mean, like, no one could get enough of the news, so we thought, everybody's just going to be watching the news. But the question was, did it make sense for us to do a show at all? And first, you know, it was yes, then it was no. Then the station said it was up to Steve and me. Then it was yes, and then it was no again. And, you know, it was crazy to be deciding this in the middle of this crisis. And frankly, I worried about being in a tall building in downtown Chicago. It was almost absurd trying to decide what to do. And finally, Steve and I talked, and what he said was, if I was in, he was in. And then we both said yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think people needed to hear some normalcy in addition to the news, but it was kind of scary heading for a downtown skyscraper, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really scary. And also, the next hurdle was, like, how to get there. I was afraid to drive downtown at all. And so, Bob, you loaded up the car. We put the three kids in, and we drove down to Prudential Plaza. And I remember getting out of the car and looking at you guys and hoping it wouldn't be the last time I saw you. And then in the elevator on the way to the 10th floor, I was alone and already freaking out about being inside a tall building. And I wondered if I should have taken the stairs. What would I do if the elevator stopped? And why did I agree to do this in the first place?
Yeah. Meanwhile, it was like a ghost town downtown. And, of course, no traffic at all. And no traffic in the sky. There wasn't a plane in the blue sky. And I think because we needed something normal. I on the way home, I picked up a Malnati's pizza for us and the kids. You remember that?
Yeah, I think you did. I'm not sure if it was Malnati's or Maggiano's that you went to. The kids were talking about this yesterday. Well, yeah, and by the way, as soon as I saw Steve, my tremendous anxiety went away, because now we were in this together. And it wasn't like a regular show where he entertained and then I gave the news headlines. We just talked about what was going on, throwing it to the latest information. We had TV sets and access to all the news around us. And the minute that anything happened, we were playing it on the air. I didn't realize that there would be no commercials for 5 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah, that was some show.
Yeah, so either Steve was talking or I was talking or we were interviewing someone. And at one point, I got up to stretch my legs and, you know, while he was talking. And I looked out the window and I was terrified that a plane was going to come crashing into us, and all I could think about was how I used to play flight simulator, where you're, you know, operating airplanes that are taking off from Mixfield.
I know you and Steve really bonded over that experience, didn't you?
Every September 11th, and we send each other like a loving note.
Yeah,
because I think that we're never going to forget that day and, you know, mm-hmm. how we bonded that day.
Mm. Well, I remember being grateful that we had each other and everybody who had somebody else to share the experience with was thankful, right?
Yeah, I really was, too, because after that radio show, I just remember getting into the car with you and the kids and being grateful that we had somebody to cling to that night. You know what I mean? It was just, you know, it was awful, but it was so much worse for so many people.
For sure. Thank you, Marianne. That was it 25 years ago today.